Recently, I uncovered what I believe is one of Singapore's hidden freehold landed gem located near the city area. And can you believe it? A freehold semi-detached was sold for under 5 million. I've always felt that this is a relatively undervalued landed pocket that many people may have overlooked. I know, some say this place is a little complicated. Near the HDB flat in the Circuit Road area, less prestige as compared to Bukit Timah, East Coast or even Serangoon Garden. But, in my opinion, it is worth exploring because of its proximity to the city. But most importantly, its prices. Without further ado, let's dive in. This landed enclave is located between MacPherson Road and Aljunied Road. It consists of approximately 600 to 700 landed homes, mainly made up of terrace house and semi-detached homes. Some of the roads here include Happy Avenue North, Jalan Angkaran, Jalan Mawar, Jalan Meliti, and Jalan Raya. Looking at the street names, many of them carry Malay influences. It is therefore not surprisingly that this area was once part of a Malay kampong. For those who have lived here decades ago, appreciate if you can share your memories and the history of this place with us. Now, let us take a look at some of the past transactions, starting from terrace houses. Back in 2020, during the COVID period, a two-story terrace house along Jalan Jengka in its original condition was sold at around 959 per square feet. The purchase price was 2.488 billion, with a land size of approximately 2,594 square feet. This is damn cheap in my opinion. Well, most landed property across Singapore back during the pre-COVID era was around this level. Fast forward to today, a recent transaction along the same street was sold at around 1,635 per square feet, or around 4.3 million. The land size was similar at around 2,600 square feet. This means prices have increased by roughly 70% in just 6 years. Even at 1,600 per square feet, this is purely based on land value and does not include the construction cost to rebuild a brand new home. For a freehold landed property in the city fringe location, I still think this pricing remains relatively attractive. Next, let's compare this with semi-detached homes along Jalan Angkara. Back in 2020, a two-story semi-D was in its original condition was sold at 913 per square feet. The total price was about 3.7 million, with a land size of about 3,900 square feet. In December 2025, a recent semi-detached transaction was sold at about 1,338 per square feet, or roughly 5 million based on the land value. This represents an appreciation of about 47% over 5 years. Here, some of you may wonder why semi-detached homes have appreciated less as compared to terrace homes. The reason is quite straightforward. Semi-detached homes, which have a much larger quantum, which means the buyer pool is naturally smaller. Typically, only a small group of affluent buyers can afford this segment. On the other hand, in recent years, we have seen many HDB and condominium upgraders taking the leap of faith and buy a terrace house because they are relatively more attainable. With a larger pool of ready buyers competing for a limited supply, this explains why inter-terrace houses have, in some cases, outperformed semi-detached and even detached homes. There you have it. This is just a very simple analysis of the landed property market in this area. Personally, I still find this enclave quite interesting from a value perspective, especially for buyers who want a freehold landed home closer to the city without paying the premium associated with more famous landed location. Of course, one consideration is the close proximity to the MacPherson and Tai Seng industrial estates. But for those who prioritize convenience, accessibility, and owning a landed property in a city fringe location, this could be an area worth exploring. Here, what do you think? If you have the budget for a landed property, would you consider living in this area?